Right now, it is time to take five for your community, and this morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Tanya Short. Tanya is the Purdue Extension Knox County Health and Human Sciences Educator. Tanya, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. A lot of classes coming up that you're offering, and they're about different topics. That's what I love about it. Let's start with one that's coming up fairly soon. It's on mastering your kitchen appliances. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, so there's lots of new gadgets on the market, right? Things that are supposed to make our life in the kitchen easier, faster. But I hear people say to me, Tanya, I got this new air fryer, instant pot, slow cooker, fill in the blank with whatever your thing is. And I haven't got it out of the box yet because I'm a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a class for each of those actually coming up on a few Saturdays in the coming weeks where we're actually going to look at them from a scientific point of view. How do they work? What are food safety issues? But then we're going to get down and actually cook some dishes with them so folks can see how they work, what all the buttons do, and they can go home and feel confident to put it to work in their own kitchen.
Okay. So those are going to be what, three different classes we've got?
Three different classes. So the first Saturday is January 25th. We're going to look at Instant Pots or electric pressure cookers. Instant Pot is just the brand name, mm-hmm. right? And that one, I actually have two different models in my office. So we're going to cook a full meal in both of those. I haven't decided quite yet, but I'm leaning towards a beef stew, which my son has fallen in love with. Mm. So if a three-year-old will eat it, it must be tasty.
There you go.
Right? And they all start at 9:30 in the morning Eastern time, right? This is going to be at my office in Vincennes.
Okay.
And then February the 8th, we're looking at slow cookers and how they work for you. And then February 22nd, we're going to take a look at air fryers. And each of those, I'm going to do a cooking demo as well. I'll have the appliances there to showcase a dish.
Okay. So you can actually take any one of the classes, or you can take all three, right?
Absolutely. So there is a fee. The pressure cooker one is $15. The other two are $10 each, or you can sign up for all three for $25.
Okay. And you said it was going to be at your office, and your office is located where?
It's on North 41, about 3 miles north of Vincennes. So if you're familiar where the VU John Deere Diesel School is, we are in the same building with them.
Okay. So there you go. Mastering your kitchen appliances coming up. Also coming up, you've got some important classes about being heart smart as well.
Absolutely. So heart disease is actually the number one health concern in the Midwest. It's the top cause of death. And so this is a four-week series to really understand what puts us at risk for heart disease. What do I need to be worried about? What do all those tests when the doctor calls me and says, I was a little concerned about your numbers, what does that even mean? Do we know what our numbers are supposed to be? And how do we be advocates for our own health and really partners with our doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to talk about really practical steps. And I think the thing I get from folks the most is they avoid these kind of classes because they're afraid I'm going to tell them that they have to completely change their life or they're going to die tomorrow. Right? That's not my message. Depending on your lifestyle, you may need to change a lot, but often it's little tiny changes that we can make over time that make huge differences. And so it's not a major overhaul. I'm not here to take away your favorite food. I'm here to help you learn how we can still have our favorites mm-hmm. and still do things that are going to promote our heart health and not end up with things later in life, heart attack, stroke, things that can disable us that we all want to avoid, right?
Mm-hmm. So this is four different classes for this, right?
Four classes, and they're intended as a series. So you would commit to all four of them, and it's going to be hosted at the Salvation Army in Vincennes on Wednesday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. starting January the 29th.
Okay. You mentioned earlier you get a lot of feedback. You said about the kitchen appliances. Oh, I've got this in my box, you know. And of course, the Heart Smart class. I don't come to this. When you offer classes like this, do you kind of take feedback that you get and say, "Hey, we need to have a class on this"?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So if you have a need in your community, you know, at your church, at your little neighborhood, give me a call and we'll see what we can do. If it's in Knox County, I can travel to you.
Well, I was going to say, because I know coming up, it's like not till March, but you've got one about credit scores.
Absolutely.
I know coming up about that. I thought, boy, you go all over the place. You go from HeartSmart to appliances to credit scores. That's what I think is neat, though. You cover all kinds of different topics.
Uh-huh. So my short elevator speech of what you do is I educate about life.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's really hard to sum up. It really is the whole gamut of things that we deal with on a daily basis, and how can we improve things to make life easier? That's my goal, right? How can we make life easier and more healthy?
Okay, that's very good. So one more time, if anybody's interested in the kitchen appliances classes or obviously the HeartSmart classes and they need to get more information, they can get in touch with you folks. How?
Absolutely. So they can call 812-882-3509 or they can visit my Facebook page. I try to be pretty diligent about posting stuff there, and that's Knox County HHS.
Okay. She is Purdue Extension, Knox County Health and Human Sciences Educator Tanya Short. Tanya, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.